The mitzvah beis, the mitzvah of mila, is a mitzvah that Hashem gave us. But he says the shorish of the mitzvah is Hashem wanted to make us Jewish men physically different than non-Jewish men. That they should physically look different. And we know that there's a pasuk. What's the pasuk, Jacob? There's a pasuk in Sefer Vayikra, it's a Bechukosai. What is it, Perek Yuches? Perek Yuches, pasuk Gimel. Thank you very much. It says Bechukosai. What? Yeah, go ahead, read the whole pasuk.
Masa Eretz Yitzrayim asher yashavtem ba lo ta'asu k'masa Eretz Kanan asher ani mivi etchem shama lo ta'asu b'chukoteichem lo t'ubechukoteichem lo t'ilechem.
Excellent. What parsha is that?
Akrimos.
Akrimos is son. Thank you. Very good. Shkoyim. Jacob, thank you, Nisana. The Targum Upplus translate this, we're not supposed to walk in the statutes of non-Jews. Daniel, it means behavior. Nimusim. Behavior. And there's a steer in two Gemaras. The Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Aleph, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Beferish, discusses of that the Malachim, when they died, they used to burn their kelim. And this was done out of Kavod Malachim. So, the Gemara says that if this is written in the Torah, this minig, in the Navi, Tanakh, then we're not doing it, we burn the vessels of Malachim, we're not learning from non-Jews. So you see the Feirish Lamaisa, and this is the Shiloh, is the burning of vessels of a king after he dies to show that it's no longer worth using them because he's dead. So why use these Kalim anymore? Is that an act of Avodah Zarah? So Toysus and Avodah Zarah and Sanhedrin, the Gemara and Avodah Zarah is Yeral from Yeral, the Gemara and Sanhedrin is in Vezim and Vez. Both those places the Toysus writes that it's not considered to be Avodah Zarah. Not considered to be Avodah Zarah. It's mashma from the Gemara and Avodah Zarah. But in Sanhedrin, the Gemara is mashma that it's considered to be Avodah Zarah. So it's a theory. So Tosus develops the following theory. Please get it. There are two types of chukim. There's a chok that's connected to Avodah Zarah. That chok that's connected to Avodah Zarah, even if it's written in Torah, it's usher to do. Let's say the matzeva. You know matzeva? The Abbas use matzevas. Later in the Torah, the Torah says matzevas. If all the non-Jews start bowing down to a lulav to treat it as a god, we wouldn't be able to shake lulav. So if you're dealing with a chok that's mekushel of Nazar, it's always usher. That's the chiddush of what chiddush of Taisus. However, there are some chukim that are not connected to Avodah Zarah at all. And those things are mutter if they're written in the Torah or written in Tanakh. So we got the vort, Tos says two dinim. There's a chok that's mekushel avodah zarah that even if it's written in the Torah, we can never do, Daniel. But then there's a second type of chok that's not mekushel avodah zarah, and even if the non-Jews do it, it's mutter for us to do it if it's written in Tanakh. That's the pshat of Taisus. The Ran in avodah zarah and the Chiddush Ran Sanhedrin is cholek, and he says like this: Minhagim that are mekushel avodah zarah aser. According to Taisus, there's two tracks. According to Taisus, there's a chok that's mekushel avodah zarah, and there's a chok that's not mekushel avodah zarah. That second chok is written in Tanakh, we're allowed to do it. According to Ran, it's not true. There's no two tracks. There's only one track. And any minig that's Bekushel of Arazar's Bechukosem Lo Selech is a sniff of Abizrael of Arazar. Any Meister that has no rhyme and reason behind it. Also, you bet your bottom dollar if you research it, Lo Meister, it's going to be considered to be what? Meister B'litam is Stomar Bekushel of Arazar. So again, fundamentally, conceptually, Kibi. According to Tosfos, there's Svei Din. There's a chok Mekushel Avodah Zarah. There's a chok that's not Mekushel Avodah Zarah.
What is the second one?
The second one is anything the non-Jews do. So we're not allowed to do it, but we're allowed to do it if it's written in Tanakh. Okay? According to the Ran, there's only one chok. A chok that's Mekushel Avodah Zarah. And if the non-Jews do something without any rhyme or reason, if you do the research behind it, it was done because of Avodah Zarah. So this leads us to the Ma'arik. The Ma'arik in the Tshuva Shorish Peches writes that there are certain dinim that make no sense at all, Allah Maisa, and those are dinim without any reason. And if we do them, we're showing that we're being like non-Jews. That's asr. Now there's a din sheni that's dvarim of gaiva. The pasuk says in dvarim perik yud beis pasuk lamed, hishamer lecha petinak hashachareim. You're not allowed to walk in malbushim of priests of non-Jews. And the ma'arik says the getter is a Jew is not mechuyev to be different than non-Jews. They just can't be like the non-Jews. Not, the ma'arik in Shorish Peches, the yidim are not mechuyev to be different than the non-Jews. Ella, the getter is that it cannot be like them. What does that mean? They shouldn't wear begadim shel gaiva. They cannot wear begadim shel gaiva. So the Ramah quotes the Ma'arik and says a Jewish doctor can wear a white jacket. I, the non-Jewish doctors, wear the same jackets. I'm not doing it to be like a non-Jew. That's the profession. The maid was considered to be mutter. The Ramah quotes the Ma'arik Ladini. The Ramah quotes the Ma'arik. He passes like the sugi of Avodah Zarah, that only if it's the shame what Avodah Zarah, but if there's a good reason why I'm doing it, Ezra, it's mutter. I'm wearing the white coat because I'm being a doctor, not because I want to be like the non-Jewish doctor. The Bach in your day, in Siman Kufayin Ches, says there's a Gemara in Baba Kama and Dapei Gimel and Avtolomos Bar Reuven had a special haircut like the other non-Jewish ministers. Why is it mutter? Because he was Karov Lamalchus. The Beis Yosef says Latovus Klal Yisrael. This is Dolka the Yisrael because Hashem Los Aleichu. This is Dolka because he had to be a minister to help the Jews. And this Tisparius, if he wouldn't have had the special haircut like the other ones, he would have thrown out. This is like the Ma'arik. He wasn't doing the haircut to be like the other non-Jewish ministers. He was doing it to save Klal Yisrael. Comes along the Bir Agra in Siman Kufayin Ches Sifkot and Gimel. And the Bir Agra says, the only time it's mutter to do this, do an activity, is if you can prove it comes from Judaic literature. The Ramah, the Gaon is cholek on the Ramah. A Jewish doctor cannot wear a white coat. He cannot. There's nowhere in Judaic literature that says a doctor has to wear a white coat. Why are you doing it? You're doing it because you want to be like the non-Jewish doctors. And therefore he writes it's Asr. He's cholek on the Ramah b'shem the Ma'arik. The Gaon answers it. The Gaon also, Chach Basarim quotes in Klal Peit Esef Alf, was Mavata the Mini, that on Shavuos we put nice trees and flowers in the shul. Doesn't say anywhere in Judaic literature that we have to do that. There's a Medrash that says Harsinai is beautiful, but there's no Din Ladaris, so we have to do that in our shuls. Why are you doing it? They do in the chapels of the churches, the Gaon said. Therefore, he's Mavata the Minig in Vilna. He's Mavata the Minig in Vilna. The Ramah says not the way. The Shitasa. The Ramal the Shitasa. I'm not doing it to be like the chapel of the church. I'm doing it to reenact what Har Sinai looked like. There's rhyme and reason behind it. According to the Gaon, unless you can pin it down in Judaic literature, it's not going to be mutter. Memele says that Tashbetz and Shuv is Simon Tzadi Gimel and Kuflam and Gimel. What about Islam? Islam does not fall under the din of Chukosei and Los Aleichu. Christianity? Machloikis Ram in the Rush, whether Christianity is Avodah Zarah. Right? Tosus in Mechoras Tapez and Mezim Shem Rabbeinu Tam says that the Trinity is just a Shutfis. Hashem is in charge. They just have these side guys. But Hashem is in charge. It's not considered to be Avodah Zarah. The Rambam writes Christianity is Avodah Zarah. The Ramah writes, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, it is Avodah Zarah. He only meant that if you make a non-Jew make a shvua, it's not over this, lo yisham al picha. The Darkei Moshe, the Rebbe Chassam Soifer, the Rebbe Yehuda, the Rebbe Kiva Eger. They all want to say it's not a straight up Machlokes Rambam and the Rabbeinu Tam. Normally we assume the Rambam holds Christianity is Avodah Zarah. Catholicism, the Rabbeinu Tam says it's not. They say even Rabbeinu Tam say it's Avodah Zarah. The only time Rabbeinu Tam said it was a Shuk is regarding the Din of Shvuah. In Adam Yisrael, Yisham Al Pichet.
What does that mean?
You know, if you get in the Din Torah dispute and you make him swear to his deity, if he mentioned his deity, you wouldn't be over that issue. But engaging in it, even the Rabbeinu Tam would agree it's Avodah Zarah. You follow me? It's a different approach. I mean, Chassidut says the same thing. And the Chiddush Yoran says, if a Jew would engage in it, for sure it's Avodah Zarah. The Rabbeinu Tam is only saying for a non-Jew, if you take that first approach, that it was Avodah Zarah. So if you define it as being Christianity or Catholicism Avodah Zarah, then you have the problem of B'chuk Goseim Lo Seleich.
But it's not a Christian idea, though.
What'd you say?
It's not necessarily Christian idea.
We didn't plug in anything yet. We're just getting the background. So again, the Ramah holds like the Ma'arik and the Ran, that you're doing it for covet or tam, you're not doing it to be like. So Lamaisa, why should it be a problem, halacha Lamaisa, of wearing the white coat? The Shmos Rab in Simen Lamavobos Gimel says, Klai Yisrael is like an olive. Other liquids don't mix good with it. We said that. Remember, that's why the party shows us says the olive sapling wasn't destroyed because Yushalmi says in Kilaim you cannot graft it. So it's interesting. It comes out, halacha lemaisa, that based on this, if you think about Thanksgiving, according to the Ma'arik, what are we doing Thanksgiving? When you celebrate the Thanksgiving, you don't do it lemaisa. You do it to get together with your family. You're doing it l'shem tam. Maybe having a karza tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you live in America, you can serve Hashem freely, you can learn Torah. So if that's the reason, it's a good reason to say it's okay. I'm not doing it to be like the non-Jews. Let's say if the non-Jews, Lamaisa wouldn't do it at all. Would we still do it? Maybe we would. Lamaisa, you're doing it? You're having a meal with the family? You're having a meal with the family?
The Gon said it doesn't matter even.
So according to the Ma'arik and the Ramah, there's a reason behind it. One should say it's okay. According to the Gon, maybe Lamaisa would be a problem. Right? So we're saying it's a machlokes between the Ramah and the Gon. We normally assume like the Ramah, that he's allowed to wear the coat. The Mela Ramosha said that you shouldn't be noig to Thanksgiving, Lamaisa, because it's a day of having a suda. A day of having a suda might be more of a problem. Day of having a suda. And the Rabban al Atari supposes Rabban al Atari that says that a day they're having a suda, it might be a problem. But I want to bring out the Maram Shik. The Maram Shik, in your day, in Simen Kuf Samachtaz, says it's usher for Jewish people to be called names of Avodah Zorah. Non-Jewish names, not just names of Avodah Zorah. He says, why are you calling your name Jewish English name? That's why I like to call everyone by the whatever people prefer. But if you have no preference, I always call people by their last name. Not the last name, their Hebrew first name. Right? Why is that? Lamaisa, because it might be a problem, the Maram Shik. Noram Shik stand for Shame Yisrael Kodesh. Change his name. Shame Yisrael Kodesh. Maram Shik. He thought it was an Isra of Hussein Moselechu. The Marashtam in your day has Simen Kuf Tzadi Tes is Mutter. He brings a riot from the Gemara Gittin, the Kabi Shemus Mufakin, that there were Jewish Edom on a get that had you know non-Jewish names. So it's interesting. Halacha Lamaisa, they have this machlokes. And the Smagin Lavin Nun says Dibor. Certain words you say. You want to be like a non-Jew? That's a problem. If you say certain words to be like a non-Jew, maybe it's a problem. Like a Medrash. The Medrash Rabin, Parshat Lama Beis, says Shloshinus Lashonim. We didn't change our language in Mitzrayim. And the Yushalmi in the first parak of Shabbos says one of the 18 zeres on Talmid of Eshan Yisrael was not to speak like non-Jews. Chassam Sofer said that was the mucker of Yiddish. It's mashma that it's the Rabbanan. Meaning a Torah would be okay. So that's what Rav Teichman writes. Rav Teichman writes according to Rabbeinu Hillel Lamaisa that certain words, slang, that non-Jews say and you say those, that talk would be usher. But what about speaking English? I don't speak English because we're trying to be like the non-Jews. We're trying to because that's the easiest way to communicate. So Mamela, that wouldn't be an isser of Hussein Lo Selechu. So Lamais, it boils down to what? It boils down to if you hold like the Ramon, the Ma'arik, Lamais, it should be okay. I'm not doing it to be like them. There's a rhyme and reason behind it. To be with the family, not to cause a machlekes, for Shalom Bayis, Lamais, and also for Akar Sato, Lamais, it's going to be permissible. Allah, Lamais, pastors according to the Gona would be a problem. They say the Rav. The Rav allowed it, Lamaisa, the Rav held of it, it was okay. They say the Rav held was okay. Lamaisas were saying, it was not okay. Nochem had a question first and then Ezra. And then Avram. Go ahead.
I was going to ask about, like, presents on Hanukkah.
What did you say?
Like, giving gifts on Hanukkah.
That's a good question. It's a good question. The Aruch HaShulchan prohibits playing dreidel with money because it's for gambling. It's a different reason. Giving gifts, Lamaisa, we're not doing it to copy the non-Jews. There might be some makaris for it. According to the Gon, maybe it's a problem. But the Ramah, we're not doing it. We're doing it for a time, the mice. We're doing it for a time. There's a time of Akar Satov, so the Kurich is going to be mutter. Feed the Ramah. Yeah, go ahead, Ezra.
So the whole problem of Kukas Goyim, is it more like a low blue kind of rule that anything that's like a Goyim we can't do because that's the Min Halacha? Or is it more that if we're doing it to be like them, meaning more logically, that if we're doing it to be like them, that's a problem. If we're not doing it to be like them, there's not a problem.
Right, that's correct.
It depends on your...
The Ramon and the Ma'arik, right. If you get a haircut to look like an athlete, that's a problem. You're getting the haircut to look like that athlete. That's
saying,
a good
but
problem.
But if you're doing something without...
Without that rhyme and reason, then it's going to be okay. There's other reason why you're doing it. Then it's okay.
So it's all depend on intention.
Yeah, it depends on Lamaisa. But even if you usually go with the general Mo, Lamaisa. We wear clothes because why? That's the general, because you want to be with their hair. So you don't wear clothes because we're being like the non-Jews.
I'm thinking like, I know, isn't there a halacha that you can't eat with non-Jews because they don't want you to be with non-Jews?
No, that's a different halacha. That's a different halacha. But this is, that's a different halacha. So that's the svara lemais I want to say. I want to, quickly, Daniel.
Just, what about
eating dirt? Yeah, so we get to that right now. Yes, Abu. That was the question?
Yeah.
Oh, so what about turkey?
I feel like that's dafka being like, you got you have to eat turkey.
You mean have chicken.
You have to have turkey like the
going?
Or
have meat.
So why do you have a turkey? When do you ever have a turkey?
Okay, well, first of all,
you know, you're doing first
of all, listen. Good. It's asking good. First of all, let's get this. Is turkey kosher? So, lamaisa, fish, and the Torah has simonim. Fins and scales. Animals, you have to what? Split hooves, chew its cud. Fish, we just said, fins and scales. What about birds? The Torah lists 24 non-kosher birds. The Torah has no simonim in the Torah Shabbat Saf. In the Mishnayis, in Chulin, the Mishnah has 4 simonim for a kosher bird. Let's get it. Number one, it can't be a predator. Number two, it has to have a peelable gizzard.
What?
A zekef, a kurkaban. Zekef has to have a crop. And the fourth, an extra toe. So you got the 4 things. Can't be a predator. It has to have a peelable gizzard, kurkaban.
Let's assume we know what that's.
You don't know what a peelable gizzard is? Come on. Crop, a zekef. And it has to have an extra toe. Turkey has all of those. The problem is like this. Rashi and Chulin and Samach Beis and Beis says you have to have a Mesorah that the birds are kosher. And the Ramah quotes this in Yorday in the Siman on birds. I think it's Pei Beis. Ramah says you must have a Mesorah. So the question is, do we have a Mesorah for the turkey? That it's kosher. Happens to be turkey is bought the most by Eretz Yisrael. Country that buys the most turkey is in Medina Yisrael. So the pashtus is that it has a Mesorah as well. Reb Dovid Lifshitz of Sal didn't need turkey, and the Sefer Yaakov Kamenetsky of Sal didn't need turkey. I think Rosh Hashanah doesn't need turkey. But the pashtus is, the minig is that it's considered to be good. Now, Avraham brings up the point, what, bedavka turkey? Why bedavka turkey? But it could be, I'm not doing it myself for the non-Jews. It could be part of the notion of, again, shalom bias, this is what your mom made. But this is what the family's made, so I want to make a problem. Number two, that might be part of what I said, the spirit of the Hakaras HaTov, to have, taking a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you live in a country that, in fact, what? You can serve him properly. So the founders of the country, Lebaisa, ate this. So maybe you could say a svara that it's a part of the Hakaras HaTov.
But we're doing it because they ate it.
Yeah, I don't know if we're doing it because of it, Lebaisa.
Why wouldn't we have a
called turkey?
No, I'm saying because that might be because the founders of the country had that bird, the mice. Somebody, one could say that's part of that. But bring me a riot. Let's get this, Jacob. Mr. Brura held the turkey's kosher, poshup shot. In Simenai and Bezalel's Kriyashma, he discusses the indik. Indik poshup shot is the turkey. And the pashtus is that we're talking about Hill's Kriyashma, there's a soa from a turkey around. It seems to be, Lomai said, he understood that was perhaps a kosher bird, the concept of the turkey. So that's what Lomai said regarding
what's
this. But like I said,
I think
it's machmer.
What's the
turkey breast?
That's what he's talking about. If you have birds or they have soya around, Lomai said, he refers it to as a hindik, like things that we eat. Uh-huh. But it's alive here in this case. So you have tzoa from it. Can you say Kriya Shema around it? That's this summer. I don't know. Okay. But that's the Maisel that Gabi Lizdin. Okay, I want to close now with something from the Parsha. In Tolbis. We always think of Yosef HaTzadik. Yaakov HaTzadik. 4 Makairis. Where is Yaakov referred to as a tzadik? Number one is, Rashi in the Medrash says when a tzaddik leaves a city, he leaves an imprint on the city. Number two, he went back for the Pachim Kanim. A tzaddik is more chashuv to who? So a tzaddik is more chashuv his momun than his goof, his physical health, because he wants to do stokit. It's a tzaddik. Number three is, the Gemaris is in Chulin. The second was also Gemara in Chulin. That the rocks were arguing whether who was going to be the pillow for Yaakov, and he said, Allah Yaniach. It's a tzaddik aseh. Allah yaniach is a tzaddik aseh. So you see, it's called a tzaddik. And then the last mar mokum is the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos, Sefiras Baalim, says if you're a worker, you have to be Yaakov a tzaddik. You have to make sure you work. You don't waste time. No one had a worse boss than Yaakov, and had Lovin, but he didn't waste any time. Yaakov a tzaddik. If you think about it for a moment, what are these 4 realms in these cities? What are the 4 realms of the Simchas? Number one is the impression you leave on people, impacting on people, positively. Number two is the nature of helping out people that you can risk yourself. I'm not saying mechuyev to, but to give out one's finances helps a lot. This is why it's the Bechir Shabbos. Number three, what's three? Allah Yanich is a tzaddik hazeh. The rocks are inanimate objects. What do you mean they were fighting? Because the pasuk says that he created such a kedusha around him that even inanimate objects were saying they wanted to be the pillow for his head. That was the positive element he has. That's the Bechir Shabbos. And no matter what the situation, I don't care, I have a terrible boss. That means I don't have to work. Not true. He was always ethical, moral, no matter what the state was. No excuses. He didn't make any excuses. That's why it's the Bechir Shabbos. He also was the Bechir Shabbos because he was Sakin Myrith. Myrith Rishus. We pass him Tachiyu Bismanazah. Because he did something voluntarily. Above the letter of the law. It wasn't enough to just daven Shachar and Mincha. He daven Myrith as well. That's what Yaakov Avinu typifies for us, the impact on other people, the ability to wanting to help out people, and it's never enough, Nikarat Din. He always wants to go above the letter of the law. That's why he's known as Yaakov HaTzadik. That's what told us is. The confluence of Avi Yitzchak through Yaakov, the positive impact, the simcha that he had. So I want to wish everyone a good Shabbos, and we have Shir on Sunday, good weekend. Please be careful. And the Chazarov,
we have, I think, before.